the law was you had to be contiguous. And Roswell and Belton County had to come in at the same time. So back in those days, people were more cooperative to do things like that than they are now. So the Ross Militia District of Cobb County was de-annexed by Cobb County. And that let Roswell vote to come and go into Fulton, Belton to vote to go into Fulton, and then that left us out of Cobb. And then that's a true story. And it also happened in Campbell County, south of Atlanta, Fairburn, Georgia. They did the same thing, but that was in the Depression, and it was serious times. But I've got the paper where the mayor of Roswell gave the school system, and Roswell had a public school system. It was a city system, I mean, where the council voted to give the property where the city of Roswell owned to Fulton County, and Fulton County took it over. And that's a true story.
Wow.
Now, what did you do after the pants factory closed?
When the time came to get out of that, things were changing, and things were going overseas, and you can't compete if your labor. You just can't compete with your labor. A lot of people say, well, they should allow them to go there. Well, if you go live in the world, which it gets small every day, because you can fly from our son is a captain with Northwest Airlines, but you can fly from one coast to the other in less time than you ever thought you'd be able to do.
Yeah,
and safe. So. Getting to and from, it just made the world smaller. And as it did, you have stuff shipped in, and you look at your shirts and things that you buy, the jeans or whatever. Mm-hmm. You may find that very few of them are made here.
Yeah,
right.
And it's just that way. You have to adjust to it.
I wonder what did the people who were working in the factory, like the sewers. What did they do when it shut down?
Well, you have one thing about the human being. You need to adjust to change. And most of them adjusted to change rather well. And believe it or not, most of them who worked there and did a good job and stayed with it owned their own homes.
Well, good.
And they had land, and this is a true story. A good many of them lived in Forsyth County. And if you read about Forsyth County lately, it's real estate is rather expensive up there. And those people that put their money in real estate up there, they don't have to do anything today. You think they just made it. And they made the money from running those sewing machines. Of course, we had men in pressing and the cutting room, which had to spread the cloth and cut it. But they all had homes, and they just adjusted to other things.
Was there a production rate? Did you have production
rate? Yeah, you had. They call it, the people would call it different things, but. You would allow, I'll tell you who our engineer firm was that we used was Kurt Salmon Associates, and it's still in business today. Very, very good company then, I'm sure it is now. And they did our work, and they were very, very fair,